Welcome to another episode of The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman, and today I host Arman. He reached out to me and wanted you to hear his story. Arman is an ex-criminal whose life changed dramatically when he discovered running. But before we dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating. Hi, Arman, and welcome to The Happy Runner.
Hi, thank you.
So let's start this chat the way I normally end it. There are still a few months left in 2021, but do you maybe already have some running goals for 2022?
Yes, actually, Roman, I do. 2021 for me was a bit reduced, I have to say, because of the pandemic. So I'm really looking forward now to have a couple of big events in 2022. So I'm doing the half Ironman in Elsinore in Denmark in June. And I also have a couple of 10Ks that I always participate in. And I also do an event for myself, a really fast 10K that I'm a host for in June. So then we have 200 happy runners in my event. So that's also something I'm looking forward to really, really.
So you are also happy runners in Norway. That's where you're from. Good yes. To know. And now let's go on to your story. It's actually something I never heard before, and it really touched me when you sent me your email. And I think it shows what running can do to us. So let's go back in time and tell us a little bit about your life before running. What was the change that made you running, and how do you think that running affected your life?
Well, Roman, it's a big question, but I have been a drug addict and a criminal and a debt slave for so many years, and have to start in from my childhood, as a matter of fact, just to give you some kind of direction. I had a normal childhood, two parents, three siblings, but I felt lonely when I was growing up, in a way. So and I didn't have any friends at school, and I suddenly experience that money could buy me friends, because all those people in school that didn't want to be friends with me, because we were from an island, so we were a bit teased and so on. But suddenly my friends were, or the bought friends were suddenly talking to me. And so I experienced at the age of 14 that money could buy you friends. So I got early addicted to the feeling that money could create for your self-esteem. So when I was growing up and get adult, I didn't have that access to money at all. So I ended up in an environment with working as a doorman at nightclubs in Norway, and I started with drugs, and from there it was just 10 years with house party, criminal activities, prison. I was at the end, I think I had 10 hospital visits because of overdoses of the narcotic drugs GHB. And I was even involved in one of the biggest homicide in Norway, where three people were killed, and I was delivering guns for that homicide. So my life was completely off track, you know, and I didn't know what 1 liter at 1 gallon with milk, and what the price of a gallon of milk was. But I knew the price for 300 gram with gold. So I was living a completely different life. But I managed to change in a way that for me was tremendous, because I was almost dead. I remember I was sitting on the prison floor, and I hoped that it was possible to change, but I didn't have any optimistic thoughts at all. But the change came when I met one police officer that really cared about me. And this policeman, I was expecting him to arrest me, but instead of arresting me, he was sitting down next to me and holding his arm around me and asked me if there were anything he could do to help me. And that was the shift for me, because I felt that I was not alone anymore. And that warmth from another human being was coming from the police. It was completely outrageous for a criminal to listen to a policeman. So that was the start. He gave me some kind of ignition to reboot my life. And it was a long way, of course, but I started my rehab, and I also educated myself as a social worker and a financial advisor. But the running was life-saving for me, because I was used to sit in prisons where I couldn't choose what I could do. I have to listen to all others. So being a part of a running environment was some kind of coincidence that I fell into it. But the feeling that I could take my shoes on whenever I want and go out running without asking the prison man and the prison guard if I can do it, it was a fantastic feeling. So if you have heard of this runner high, I can have this runner high before I start running, Roman. I can feel it when I do my laces, and I can start crying of joy. So the rest of the trip is a bonus, you know.
Okay, and now in the last years, let's talk a bit about your running. We all know you can run on roads, you can run on trails. I know you have gorgeous trails in Norway to run on, but also roads. Then you already mentioned your 10K races that you will attend and the one you host. There are also 5K races, half marathons, marathons, ultra marathons. So where do you fit in as a runner? What's your niche?
Oh, I would say from 10K to half marathon, because I do triathlons, and so I do swimming, running, and the bike. But running is the strongest discipline for me. Even if I am at a very low pace, most people are a bit surprised when they ask me, well, do you like to win? Well, I'm not particularly fond of winning. I don't have some kind of competition gene or something, competition instinct. As a matter of fact, I don't love to lose, but I love to see other win. So the feeling of seeing other passing me is for me wonderful, because then I can see people besides me grow. But back to your question, 10K is my favorite discipline, yeah.
Okay, and we actually all saw what you also experienced, let's say, last weekend. If you were watching Berlin Marathon, you saw the most happy runners more to the end of the run, not at the front of the race. That's where the happy runners are.
Yes.
Yeah. The last few years, you also have a special project running through Norway. I saw some pictures, you sent it to me, and you also try to help people on the way. Tell us a bit more about this project that you have.
Yeah, well, Roman, it last year I was also hit by the pandemic because I was partly unemployed. I left my secure job in the public government. I've been there for 15 years, and I resigned that job 6 weeks before the pandemic to become a public speaker. And you know, everyone that live of gathering people has had very bad times, so I was feeling a bit unhappy, and I have changed my life before, so I knew that I could also handle this one, but I needed to do something for myself first and foremost, but also for others. So I was thinking, what can I do? I love to run far, and I love to be friendly, and I love to help others. That's in my genes, that's in my blood. I love to help after the life I've been through. So I just started the planning some kind of a run and smile event. And I said, okay, I'm going to run through my region, which is from one city to another, and it's 200 kilometers. Over 5 stages, over 5 days. And I was telling to myself, I'm going to run, smile, and wave to everyone I meet. And I bought myself some kind of counter, and I counted everyone. And in the when just before we started this Tour de Wave, I call it, from the Tour de France, many others was involved as well. And as you said, I stopped in different places to do things that could create some awareness about friendliness. And I run with kindergartens, I run with schools, I run with patients, and I did do some good deeds in another city. I was picking up goods for people doing their shopping in the grocery, and I picked them up and left them in the car to them. And I was also running with mayors in those municipalities I passed through. I think it was 5 different municipalities. So it was a lot of media coverage. But my most important part, my message with this is that it's small little acts that could change someone's day. And I don't think that a smile could change the life of a person, but it could change the mood of that person that day. And if, yeah, I have some kind of quote or something that felt me very, or I feel very connected to, and that is, a smile could lead to a conversation. A conversation could lead to openness, and openness can solve problems. So it was some kind of act from myself, because I felt that we are also a bit social handicapped in a way during the pandemic. We didn't know how to speak to each other. We don't know how to connect with each other, the distance and everything. So everything was so awkward, you know, Roman. So I felt I needed to do something about it, and I did, and now I'm doing it again, now much bigger.
Yeah, because Norway is actually a big country. I mean, you have a lot of ground to cover if you want to run through Norway. I was there many years ago, but saw only a small portion of beautiful Norway. So you will proceed with this project, yes? Next year or sooner?
No, it's rather sooner, I would say. It's just in... actually, I was supposed to start this Monday, but I have some knee injury, so okay. I had to postpone it for 1 month. So I'm starting the 25th of October, running from Trondheim, which is the third largest city in Norway. And I'm running to my hometown, Molde, a small village on the west coast of Norway. So so yeah, I'm running with the mayors in every place there as well, and I'm really looking forward to it. And you should see all the nice kindergarten kids, and all of them had in their hands, they had smiles. And one of the kids told me, yes, you know, Arman, if you meet someone and you don't feel like smiling to them, you can just show them your hand. And that was beautiful. So I just copy that. So I do run. When I do running now on Tour de Wave, I have smile in my hands. And I also run with some kind of smile on the, I don't know the word in English, but when you run for a pacer in a 10K, you have one person that you follow in a particular pace. This person has some kind of things on his back where it says 40 minutes. I have someone like this, but I have with a smile in. So I'm going to run all the way with a smile in, some kind of flag on the top, you know. So that will be that will be nice.
Yeah, so you really are actually a member of the Run and Smile community. Of course, actually one of the best ambassadors. And what Run and Smile stands for, or the Happy Runner podcast, it's a community of runners from all around the globe, no matter of the background. With this in mind, I had no second thoughts to also invite you to this chat today. It really is an inspiring and remarkable story that you have. So, Arman, before leaving, any last thoughts for our listeners from your side?
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here, Roman. And if it could be a last sentence, it is like this. If you are out running, start smiling. Start smiling. It gives you a lot of great joy. And in the beginning, it was a bit frightening for me because I saw some scary men from time to time. And I was, oh, wow. Do I dare to say hello to him and smile? Will I get hit in the face? But now I do it like a habit. So just start doing it, practice it, and you will feel the joy of being someone's hero that day.
Thank you once again, Arman, for joining me today, and I wish you all the best in your future.
Thanks.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and recommend it to other runners you know. You can find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and on our webpage. Happy running!